People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face.
We are who we are when nobody's watching. If you want to know who you really are, be on your own. Go somewhere on your own, on holiday or whatever, and that's who you are.
I found it years ago. Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. You create your own self. There's so much in you that you have not unlocked.
What are you becoming? And if you go to work on it now, sure enough, in a very short period of time, you can take on a new direction to become the kind of person you want to be. There's a very important question to ask, and the question is, 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. And the question is, where?
Do you have the courage to act outwardly on what you see inwardly? Or will you die a dreamer? Will you die on the verge and on the edge and in the land of coulda, woulda, and shoulda? It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful. Misery will always have company. Success breeds contempt. If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. And if you're more concerned about people than you are God, then neutralize everything he put in you. Just fit in with everybody else. Dress like them, walk like them, act like them, eat like them, go where they go, think like they think, do what they do. And once you've neutralized your uniqueness, you don't need courage. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. For some of you, it took courage to come to this conference. It takes courage to get you outside of the box. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're going to talk about you. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and the people get to talking and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Fetch your girlfriend and say, do you have the courage?
And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
People that are hungry have zero excuses for not pursuing their dreams. And they come back again and again and again. They operate like Willie Jolly, who said that a setback is a setup for a comeback. I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Success is not how far you got. Because see, you're going to be disappointed all the time. Because somebody always further than you. So now you'll forever be disappointed. Success ain't how far you got. Success is how far you got from where you started.
You got to chase that dream before you die, man. You should go and live your dream. Just go see. God puts your real life in your imagination. That's where your real life ain't in your present circumstance. Your real life is not in your current situation. Your real life is not in your paycheck. Your real life, he tucks it away in your imagination.
Not every single day is going to be this killer day. Sometimes I wake up and I feel great. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, everybody, I want to burn this motherfucker to the ground. But here's the difference. When I feel like that on the second day, I wake up and you know what I do? The same shit I would do on the days that I feel fucking great.
In life, people don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do. But when the purpose is intact, when the mission is intact, when it's about something greater than themselves, the opposition, the adversity, and the challenges are part of the journey.
That's what life should be, is a mission. That's what gives your life purpose and focus and drive and ultimately satisfaction.
This is how you know you're not living in your gift. If when the alarm clock goes off in the morning and you ain't happy about it, you ain't doing what you want to do. See, you're fighting upstream. You're going against what God created you for. If your job makes you sick to go to, if you're unhappy with waking up to go to where you got to go, it's because you ain't living in your gift.
Eventually, inaction will cost you. But your default setting should be, I'm going to do something. Just get up, move towards that challenge, and go attack it. Go do something that's hard. If you want freedom in your life, you have to have discipline. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you can be more prepared for.
I never knew that the way people described you would become a prison until they did it. You are at your best when you are authentic to your core, and you have to be what you are, not what they call you. And what happens in life as we evolve as a person, we cannot allow ourselves to be incarcerated by anything that people would describe us with, because we limit then what the Holy Spirit can do in your life.
Find a thing you like. Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about.
Like an activity.
Yes. For me, early on, it was drawing. It was illustrations. It was comic books. I wanted to be a comic book illustrator. And then it went from comic book drawing and illustrations to martial arts.
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
Time is not the main thing. Time is the only thing. What it is that you're doing with your time today, you know what? If you look at it, if you really look at it, all of us are basically the same. The only difference is how you use your time.
We all get exactly the same amount of time. Exactly. See, the truth is we don't know how much time we've got. But we know we're here and now. And the only thing we've really got is what's right here in the center. If we want to enjoy more of life, we've got to give everything we've got right now.
Life seems like it's going to last forever. And I will tell you right now, it's not going to last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day. And the next thing you know, you look up and you're 36 years old. Or you're 44 years old. And that time's gone. You cannot get it back. You cannot get time back. So those dreams that you have, those goals that you have, don't put them off another second. Not one second. Get on them and go out and make them happen. happen starting right now.
When we go through a time of chaos, when we go through a time of rejection, when we go through a time of feeling like nobody cares about us, everybody hates us, the world is against us, you have to remind yourself that this is just you telling yourself things that are absolutely untrue. The world doesn't hate you. It's not the world. It's one situation that you are making into the world. The reality of a situation oftentimes is very hard, but oftentimes the reality of a situation is not as bad as it seems.
Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Curious how successful people really made it? Tune in to hear from guests like Travis Mills, a true American hero, and Nate Checkitz, co-founder of Roan. We dive deep into their stories and lessons that shape them so you can skip the trial and error and get straight to the good stuff. You can find me wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Greatness. It's just something we made up. Somehow we've come to believe that greatness is a gift, reserved for a chosen few, for prodigies, for superstars. And the rest of us can only stand by watching. You can forget that. Greatness is not some rare DNA strand. It's not some precious thing. Greatness is no more unique to us than breathing. We're all capable of it. All of us.
Do you have the courage to act outwardly on what you see inwardly? Or will you die a dreamer? Will you die on the verge and on the edge and in the land of coulda, woulda, and shoulda? It takes courage to be successful. It is far easier not to be successful.
No. Why you are doing what you are doing, and then get out there every day and win those small, tactical, short-term battles so you can win the strategic, long-term victory that puts you where you want to be. And it's not going to be easy. The fight, the daily fight, is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to.
Life is going to happen, and you're going to set up a plan, and you're going to have a vision, and you're going to hope that it's going to turn out perfect. But what so often happens in life is that things get burned. and things go the wrong way. And it's in that moment that you're going to have to choose your reaction. You have a choice to make. Do you have the right reaction or do you have the wrong reaction?
You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself.
No one said that the path is going to be easy. And it's not. We know life is rough and we know there will be pain. That's the way life is.
When you want to quit and give up, your why's going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why!
I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you saw.
You could plan your life to be ideal today, and I guarantee you there will be things that happen along the way that were unplanned, that will look as if they're unfortunate, that will feel as if the world's coming down on your shoulders.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
Some of the best things that we've ever learned from people happened because they were going through some time of discontent and they said, how do I overcome this? What can I do about it?
See, getting what you want is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
You're going to have ups and downs in life. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to lose businesses. You're going to lose jobs. You're going to break up. And there are times when you get injured, and there are times when you get mentally defeated. And you feel like you don't want to do it anymore. And those days go on and on and on. Things are going to go wrong. And what you need to do is to keep moving forward. No matter what happens, keep moving forward.
If you're going to be great at something, you've got to make the effort to be great at something. Whether it's sports, whether it's physics, math, science, business, whatever it may be, you know, it's not just a natural skill. I learned early on that there was always something new, and most people didn't put in the time to learn it.
I think success, first of all, is knowing my purpose in life. As I have watched and observed successful people, what I have discovered about them is they really have figured out why they're here. So that when everyone else is rocking and rolling and things are a little unsteady and people are kind of leaving the ship, these people, they hold steady right throughout the storm.
And so you've got to be willing to persevere. Because we didn't take no. See, when the world says no, you say next. So what we have is this endless possibility, but you have to persevere. It's as if the universe tests our commitment. So if you're willing to decide what you want, believe it's possible. Consciously envision the future. Feel the feelings of what it would feel like if you had achieved this goal. You can have anything, and then you take action, both obvious actions and inspired action. You can do anything.
Quit running away from the gift. Your gift will make room for you. Stop trying to be something you ain't gifted at.
What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears, that you experience the fear, as the one book says, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Life is 10% what happens to you, is 90% what you do about it.
You gotta bet on you. It's so funny that you believe in others. You would bet on others. You would support others.
You would be there for others. You would even lie at times for others. But when it comes to you, you take a darn back seat. I don't understand it. I'm gonna bet on me. I'm gonna believe in me because I know what I got inside me. I'm gonna bet on me regardless of what you think. I'm gonna be there for me regardless if you there or not. I see me, I know what I'm capable of, I know my shortcomings, I know what I would do under pressure, I know what I won't do under pressure. I've introduced myself to me probably over 2 decades ago and I know me.
The transition's going to be hard, I'm not gonna lie to you. Go from being on the block, going to be a high school dropout to getting a GED, it's not, the transition is not easy. So what happens? In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have.
You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat.
What are the 5 reasons that you won't give up when life catch you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you? What are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
When you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it. People look at those of us who are successful like we're superhuman. We're not. We're normal people like you. We're problems just like you. The only difference is we wake up with clarity. We wake up knowing exactly what we want. We wake up knowing exactly what our purpose is.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So you've got to have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, what reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up?
We're trying so hard in our lives to fit in. We try to fit into certain groups, certain frats, certain sororities, you know, among certain friends. Yet the people we idolize are most are the ones that stand out. But when you're prepared, there is no fear. There is no fear of failure. Because even if you've walked out of something and you feel like you failed at it, your preparation is so strong that you're gonna take that failure and turn it into the outcome you desire. And most people stop at failure, okay? We've all failed at things. I'm gonna continue to fail at stuff. It's the most powerful tool you can use, but it all depends on how you use it.
Every time you remember your dream, you're removing some dirt. You're digging it back down. The true mark of a champion is even though some dirt gets thrown on your dream, instead of letting it get buried, you keep shaking it off. You keep moving forward. You keep looking for a new opportunity. You wouldn't be having that opposition if you didn't have something great in you. If your dream wasn't alive and on track, right on schedule to come to pass, you wouldn't have so many things coming against you. That dream is still alive.
That's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You always want to, you want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. Put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No, no more alcohol, not right now. Not, no, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
If you don't want to make waves, be mediocre. Be normal and fit in. And if you're more concerned about people than you are God, then neutralize everything he put in you. Just fit in with everybody else. Dress like them, walk like them, act like them, eat like them, go where they go, think like they think, do what they do. And once you neutralize your uniqueness, you don't need courage. It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. For some of you, it took courage to come to this conference. It takes courage to get you outside of the box. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. People don't talk about people that don't win. If you win, they're going to talk about you. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and the people get to talking and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Touch your girlfriend and say, do you have the courage?
Let's talk about the eagles for a minute, because the mother eagle, after sitting on eggs, protecting it with her life until they hatch, and going out and swimming and attacking prey and bringing back food until they grow, then turns around, the same beak that fed them and the same body that warms them takes them out to cliffs and throws them over the edge. It is not that she has turned against her children, but she knows that they will never find their wings in safety. The eaglet learns to fly by confronting its scary place.
Stop lying to yourself. When you stop lying to yourself, that's when you can become who you know you should be. When you tell yourself the truth about where you are, so you can make sure you are in the right place. And if you're not in the right place, then you can get yourself on the path to get there. The path of discipline, the path of hard work, and the path of truth.
In this weak, watered down, mediocre society that we live in today, in this reality TV world we live in today, I'm wondering if there's anybody left that's got the courage to say, after all I've been through, and all my ancestors have been through, and all my parents have been through, I didn't come through all of that just to fit in with normalcy. I have the courage to go after my dream.
When are you going to finally wake up and realize that you only have so many years left, and that God's trying to bless you, God's trying to hook you up, God wants to take your life to a whole other level? When are you going to get to a point where you're saying, God, I believe it's going to be what you want it to be? Are you ready? Are you ready?
You cannot get people to believe in your dream until you believe in it yourself. Nobody's going to put into your dream before you put in. You have to invest in what you dream for.
When you're complaining, you know what you're doing? You're focusing on everything that's wrong in your life. What you focus on, you move towards. Yep. And also, what you focus on, you attract. Stop complaining.
Don't you quit. You keep walking. You keep trying. There is help and happiness ahead. You keep your chin up. It will be all right in the end. Trust God and believe in good things to come.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.